Good afternoon, and welcome to Sussex County Council meeting of November 14th, 2023. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Except I'm going to change names on the Mr. Medlars, right?
That's correct. Mr. Van Dyke is going to present for Mr. Medlars.
Bring us all good news. Entertained motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Schaefer, any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of November 7th. Any questions, corrections, additions? I'm on. No. Hearing none, they will stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Okay. Mr. Guy, any public comment signups? Okay. Operator, would you check online, please, for public comment?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Okay, thank you. We'll close public comments. Mr. Lawson?
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. First item on the agenda is the 2024 council meeting schedule and holiday schedule. There was information contained in your packet related to the suggested schedule for county council and the county government related to our holiday schedule and meeting schedule. It lists the dates that the county will be closed for the upcoming 2024 year. Since 2024 is an election year, we will adjust our schedule accordingly to reflect election day, primary day, and return day. So for the upcoming 2024 year, the offices will be closed for the following days: New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, Good Friday, Memorial Day, Juneteenth, Independence Day, Labor Day, Election Day, Return Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. As far as the County Council's meeting schedule, the Council is scheduled to meet on every Tuesday except the days affected by holidays or days we select not to meet. Of course, you have the discretion to meet at any time should the need arise. And unless there are any questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the 2024 county holiday schedule and the 2024 county meeting schedule as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on that motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Thank you. Next is a review and approval of the property management agreement with the Sussex County Land Trust for Hopkins Preserve. Again, information contained in your packet related to this agreement. As you know, County Council back in January voted to approve the purchase of the property known as Hopkins Preserve off Sweetbriar Road west of Lewis. The county paid $1.5 million for over 40 acres of land. In May of 22, the purchase agreement between the county and Mr. Walter Hopkins was ratified, and by June of 22, the property officially settled. The purchase of Hopkins Preserve was a unique negotiated acquisition. Mr. Hopkins agreed to sell the property only if it were to be preserved and developed into an amenity the public could access and enjoy. In consideration for this arrangement, Mr. Hopkins sold the property for less than its appraised value. Part of that arrangement included having the Sussex County Land Trust develop the property and ultimately manage the preserve. In anticipation of the development of the preserve, the county has allotted $981,000 to be used for future construction costs. The purchase stipulated that a deed of conservation easement be recorded in favor of the land trust for the purposes of developing and managing the property. In addition, the purchase stipulated the county and the land trust enter into a property management agreement outlining the responsibilities of each party. That agreement specifies the land trust roles and responsibilities in managing Hopkins Preserve. The agreement is for a period of 25 years with a 25-year extension. The land trust is responsible for the development, solicitation of bids, and construction of the agreed upon improvements. The county will reimburse the land trust for completed work for in increments of $245,250 up to $981,000. Any additional funding requests will need to be approved in a future county council budget. The land trust will serve as the day-to-day manager and will be responsible for the long-term maintenance of the agreement. I provided a copy of your agreement, of this agreement, in your packet. This agreement's been approved by the land trust board and has been approved to form by county attorneys, and our insurance insurance agent. So all that is left to do is have the county council approve the agreement. I'll pause there to see if there's any questions.
Anybody have questions? I got a question. We're going to spend almost $1 million. Is that correct, over 4 years?
$981,000.
What's the land trust going to spend?
Well, Mr. Chura, would you ask Mr. Chura to provide some information?
Come on down here, please.
That's why he's here.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, Council.
Afternoon.
With regards to Hopkins, just by way of a little bit of background, with the this is the second parcel that we're working to provide public access for Hudson Park, which just opened earlier this year. The Land Trust brought almost $600,000 to the table to develop that park as it is. Currently raising the balance and working with the Rotary folks to bring probably another $700,000 to $800,000. So in total, the Land Trust and its partners are bringing $1.3 million to the table. Relative to Hopkins, the Land Trust to date has paid for all engineering and architectural work, plus appraisal and other costs. We had allocated $250,000 for those costs. In addition, the Land Trust has raised $400,000 through the state to supplement the county investment in the property. And that combined amount is approximately what we had anticipated for our construction costs when we presented this back to you earlier this year. So we feel we're well positioned now to accomplish all the work that we've talked about via the master plan with the funds that both the county and the state have provided, as well as funds that we've brought to the table. Our intent is monies left over from the $250,000 that we've allocated to this will go toward operational expenses. We had, and I think you saw this in the presentation we made to you all, that we had a five-year operational budget that we would pre-fund to manage this park, and we still intend, and that is our commitment to do that. So that's a bit of a long answer to your question, but that is the answer.
Thank you. I just want to make sure that somebody's $1 million is a lot of money. In my world, a lot of money.
Mine too.
The Land Trust is also participating at a fairly good amount to.
We're trying to keep up with you.
Yeah, well, we hope you can.
Yeah, we do too.
We want you to.
Yeah,
we want you to.
Well, it's a good partnership, and we appreciate all of your support on this project.
Any more questions, to Council? Mr. Lawson, you got a motion?
I do.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chura. Motion is, be it moved that Sussex County Council approve the property management agreement and the terms therein with the Sussex County Land Trust for the purposes of managing the property known as Hopkins Preserve.
Pleasure, Council.
Move to adopt.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you very much. Last item is the County Administrator's Report for November 14th, 2023. Item 1, the Delaware Animal Services Performance Report for the first, second, and third quarters of 23 are attached, listing the total number of calls for service by location, as well as a breakdown of the total types of calls in Sussex County. In total, there were 5,181 calls for service in the first three quarters of 23 for Sussex County. Item 2, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet November 20th at 10 a.m. That's the Sussex County Admin West Complex located at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard. A copy of the meeting agenda is attached. Item 3, Council will not meet on Tuesday, November 21st during the week of Thanksgiving. County offices will be closed on Thursday, November 23rd and November 24th for the Thanksgiving holiday and will reopen Monday, November 27th. Please also note the Council will not meet on Tuesday, November 28th. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be held on December 5th at 10 a.m. Finally, the county's Holiday and Employee Appreciation Luncheon will take place on Friday, December 1st, 2023 at Crossroads Conference Center. County offices will close at 12 p.m. on December 1st and reopen on Monday, December 4th at 8:30 a.m. The public is asked to plan accordingly during this time, and we appreciate the public's understanding. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of Council.
I have the 2014 Human Service Grant recommendation for you today. As you recall, you put in $225,000 in the budget, and I had the pleasure of working with Sophia Cilelli, our intern this year, and she's going to give the presentation on the formula.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, President, Council. This is our presentation on the Sussex County Service Grant Program and our formula on how we distributed the grants. The Human Service Grant purpose is to grant to countywide nonprofit agencies for the purpose of enhancing health and human services, which contributes to a safe, healthy, and self-sufficient community. Funds provide grants that assist organizations with resources in supportive programs or capital purchases. Our process in creating this formula and distributing the grants was organizations submitted an online application, then we reviewed their finances, looking at their income, expenses, we looked at their most current 990s, their past due county obligations, and their scope of requests. Then we created a formula based on the number of verified beneficiaries, other financial support, and financial need to best utilize the grant funds. This is our formula. We started with a base grant amount based on the amount of beneficiaries an organization has. Then we add in money if their main operations were in Sussex County, if other funding is 25% or greater, if need is $5,000 or $15,000 or greater, and if loss on their last IRS form 990. And based on that, we created a maximum grant amount for each category of beneficiaries. And then we set amounts for the Cheer and Senior Centers and the Boys and Girls Club. For our application statistics, this year we received $429,358 in requests from 75 qualified organizations. This year we had 9 new grant recipients. There were over 82,000 Sussex County beneficiaries served by the organizations we are giving grants to. And the organizations raised approximately $6.2 million in other types of support for these projects. For our types of beneficiaries, we had a variety of types, but our biggest category was youth at 25%. These are our fiscal year 2024 recipients. In your packets, you should have a list of all these recipients along with our recommended grant amounts for each of them. Are there any questions?
Any questions of council? Questions of council? You have a motion?
The motion is, be it moved that Sussex County Council approve the fiscal year 2024 Human Service Grant allocation as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Great job.
Very good job.
Very good job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thomas Van Dyke. EMS Public Safety Building Project C-19-04, change order number 26.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the council. In Hans's absence today, he asked that I read the entire memo for you for posterity's sake. Just kidding.
He did he?
So today we have change order 26, the final change order for the project. During the construction process, the plaza area became somewhat stained with like some rust and dirt. Just due to construction activities. So Bancroft, the GC, brought in a power washing contractor, and unfortunately their attempt to clean it was unsuccessful. They used like a chemical product, and that kind of further etched the concrete. So they brought in a specialist in concrete coatings and restoration. Their company's name is Procoat. And they put together a proposal, and Bancroft submitted a change order to us. The engineering department and finance department ultimately decided to receive a credit from Bancroft instead of pursuing the original change order. And then we handled the construction kind of inspection and supervision in-house. So Bancroft issued us a credit against the original contract of $6,000. And then we made up the difference for all the work.
Sure, okay. So.
Any questions?
You have a motion?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 26 for contract C19-04, Sussex County Public Safety Building be approved for a decrease of $6,000 with any held retainage released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. And you can come back anytime you want to with credits.
All right, there we go.
Bob Bryant.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the County Council. I'm also coming to you with credits. Unfortunately, these credits go back to the Federal Aviation Administration. What you have before you is a summary of the construction phase of the General Aviation Apron Expansion Project, Phase 4, Project Number A20-36. The project included two change orders that were actually the result of original estimated as-bid quantities of materials that were not needed during the construction phase of the project. Change order number one resulted in a project decrease of $268. Change order number two resulted in a project decrease of $169,506. Together, those change orders reduced the construction phase of the project to an amount of $1,764,024.93, to be exact.
Question to Council? You have a motion, sir?
Yes, I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves acceptance for the Construct General Aviation Apron Expansion Phase 4 Project A20-36, change order number one, contract price decreased by $268, and change order number two, contract price decreased by $169,506, and declare substantial completion is granted effective November 14th, 2023 at a final contract construction cost of $1,764,024.93.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, any questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
All yes, motion carried. And you can come back next meeting, too, with more credit if you want to.
That's right. Thank you.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you. The first grant request is New Coverdale Outreach Mission is requesting $2,600 for their operational expenses. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $1,200 for their back-to-school supplies from Mrs. Green. Mrs. Green, placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
I will contribute $1,000 to the New Coverdale Outreach Mission Incorporation for operational expenses.
Okay. Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000 from District 2 Council MAG account to the New Coverdale Outreach Mission Incorporated for operational expenses. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
And the next one is the Girl Scouts of the Chesapeake Bay Council for Troops 333 and 602 located in the Gumboro and Georgetown areas. They're requesting $2,500 for an educational trip to Savannah, Georgia. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $1,500 for their summer camp. Mr. Riley, placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I'll grant $1,000 from my account.
How much?
$1,000.
I'll do $500.
I'll do $500 from the third district.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Schaefer, to grant $2,000 to the Girl Scouts of the Chesapeake Bay Council for an educational trip to Savannah, Georgia, being $1,000 District 5 Council MAG account, $500 District 1 Council MAG account, and $500 District 3 Council MAG account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
There are none, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Okay, hearing none. and Mr. Lawson, do we have time to go downstairs real quick and do our...
Probably, it's a short update.
Okay. We will move on the agenda to, I'm going to find a minute here, executive session for pending potential litigation, collective bargaining, personnel, and land acquisition. Need a motion for that?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Second. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. We're now downstairs for executive session. We will be back very shortly.